This is The Sports Drive. Your first look at sports.
Back to business.
Answering what's coming up tonight.
Tonight.
With local, state, and national sports.
This is a safe place.
Your home for sports. Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 and 99.9.
He's at the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
With Luke Giardi.
Slammed it home.
The Sports Drive.
A happy Friday. As Tyler would say, it is a fry-yay for you out there here
what?
Today. Welcome into the Sports Drive, Fox Sports Marquette, 105.1 and 99.9. Luke Giardi here, Tyler Young joining me. Tyler, what's happening?
I have never once said that in my life.
Yeah, well, prove it. Chatting with Grant Pitolny, head coach of the NMU Wildcats hockey team. Why did you play this U18 team in the exhibition?
Unfortunately, a couple weeks later, he passed away. And I had made a promise to him, and I made a call down to the people at USA Hockey. I promised JJ I'd come, and we're going to keep our word. So that's how that game kind of came to fruition.
I am giddy about this right now. Ready to talk some college football as we welcome on the author of the 2019 College Football Preview Magazine and ESPN insider, Phil Steele.
You know, I am doing great, Luke. I'll give you a little tidbit here, Luke. For the last 11 years, I have picked Ohio State higher than Michigan, and Ohio State better than Michigan for 11 straight years. Once I was wrong, the year when Luke Fickell was the interim head coach at Ohio State, and they went 6-7. The other 10 years, I was right. So I'm not one of those guys that's been jumping up and waving my arms saying, this is it for Michigan, this is the year. I've been picking Ohio State every single season.
Coming to you live from Calumet, the Calumet Coliseum, Kraft Hockeyville 2019. Luke Giardi, Tyler Young here with you. And Tyler, been a fun day already, man. And we've got a fun 2 hours coming up live from Calumet.
It does not get better than this. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm like, if you're a hockey fan like I am, this is pretty much Valhalla.
But you have been working for this moment. You've got a chance to cap off the greatest season in your school's history, an undefeated state championship season, and to get it ripped away from you. Like, the kids, Marcus Johnson and Foster Wonders, they're going to go on to become great players. They still have eligibility left. They could come back and win a state championship next year, Mark. They're never going to get this taste out of their mouth. John Beilein agreeing to become the next head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. What does this mean for Michigan moving forward? We now welcome on Anthony Broom, managing editor of MaizeandBrew.com.
I think from Michigan's point of view, from athletic director Ward Manuel's point of view, I think he's a little more blindsided by the fact that he actually was offered and accepted the job, because it sounds like that Michigan did know that there were more overtures coming in, and there were the reports that Ward Manuel has sort of prepared for this and has a list of names ready that he'd like to talk to.
Seth Merrill joining us, corporate marketing manager of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Now we're getting into the summer months, and now we're really getting into the height of the Timber Rattlers season and your promotional season. So I got to ask flat out here, Seth Merrill. Utter Tuggers?
Yeah, how did I know that was going to be the starting question?
The Utter Tuggers? Dude!
A lot of people don't know this, but that's actually an old slang term for a farmer that was used, you know, in the early 1900s. So we had thrown around the idea for a while, and then finally had the guts to do it, and it went viral so fast. We were expecting it to be a big hit, but not to the extent it was. We had 480 online pizza orders the first day, ran out of everything we had, had to reorder, ran out of reorder. Our merchandise guys are keeping up or trying to, but it's been absolutely insane how big it took off.
It's been a fun Thursday. That'll do it for us here today. Had a lot of fun talking with Seth Merrill about the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers turning into the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers coming up at the end of the month. If you missed that interview or any of the show here today, just check out foxsportsmarquette.com where we archive all the shows for you here today. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk with Zach Sorrell about the Superior Land Baseball League and get you ready to go for the regional tournament at Lacombe Field in Nagani on Saturday. So, fun one here today for Mark Evans. I'm Luke Giardi. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 3 to 5, here on the Sports Drive, Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 99.9. We'll see you then.